Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Lonnie Mosley?
Yes, this is him. Ask who's calling.
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, a professional polling firm. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Probably. Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably vote?
Most definitely I'd be voting. So.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
And what is your race or ethnicity? White, African-American, or Black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race, or other race not listed?
I'm mixed.
Okay. And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
I'm 38.
And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number from between 0 and 10, okay? Just four issues. The first one, protecting voting rights and democracy. From 0 to 10, how important?
10.
Reducing crime and gun violence?
10.
Making housing more affordable?
10.
And the last one, fighting racism and discrimination, from 0 to 10.
5.
Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Say that again?
Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
About the same.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
I think they're getting better.
Okay. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two. Opioids and fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, alcohol, marijuana, and other cannabis products, cigarettes, vaping, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs.
I don't think none of them. I think it's a choice. So, based on the person.
If you have to select which one of the following list do you think or do you have been heard is the most negative impact on the Hispanic Latino community?
I wouldn't be able to make a sound judgment on that.
Okay, no problem. And I want to ask your opinion about something called harm reduction. Harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on reducing the health risks associated with smoking, cigarettes, through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I disagree.
Strongly or just somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree. Disagree.
Okay. Yes. And now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, please tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. The first one, electronic cigarettes or vapes. Very, somewhat familiar, or not at all.
Very.
Heat not burn tobacco products.
Very.
Oral nicotine pouches.
Very.
And I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. And we're almost done with the survey. By the way, we're 65%. Thank you so much for your time. So as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death. accounting for nearly half a million American lives lost each year. That's about one in five deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only one in ten who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? The introduction of a smoke-free alternative to cigarettes to the market, or cost of smoking has gone up, or more government restriction and bans, or the last one, more education and anti-tobacco advertising?
Yeah, the price.
The price, okay. Cost of smoking are going up. And now, we're almost done. We're 65%. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more, statement A or B. Statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternative to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Or the statement B, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine and tobacco. Or smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily life. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. So which of these statements do you agree with more, A or B?
I don't agree with any of them, if I'm being honest.
But which do you lean toward? Maybe A, that the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternative to smoking,
nah,
or B,
the
federal government
do,
cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco?
I guess B.
Okay, just somewhat more with B, okay? Not as strongly. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fair.
Somewhat with B. And will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? What do you think? Much more harmful, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
I think it's about the same if you ask me, but I don't know.
But somewhat more or somewhat less? Yeah, I just have four options, I'm sorry. Do you think somewhat more harmful or somewhat less than smoking cigarettes?
Vaping, I think it's somewhat more.
Somewhat more harmful, okay? And this is basically a last part of the survey. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please read it using a scale from 0 to 10 again. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, quite somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. The first one, quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can't or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. I strongly agree, somewhat, or do not agree at all with that. From
do zero. Not agree at all.
Is that a 0?
Yeah, I don't agree at all.
Okay. And the last 2, our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I don't agree. Strongly. I don't agree with that.
Okay. And the last one. Opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the purpose is harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kill nearly 5 times as many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opiate use, and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarettes use, by being honest, with us, and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that?
I disagree with that.
0? You may use any number from 0 to
0.
0, okay? And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can't or won't keep cigarettes to help less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, electronic cigarettes or vapes, yes or no?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Traditional cigarettes?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay, and switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11, a high school?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
What is the age limit, you said?
18 years of age or younger living in your household. Yes. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Not very strong.
And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
You said for the, which one?
2020 presidential election.
2020, right? The one before. I voted for, Biden.
And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
No problem. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You as well.